வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
John chapter 7 verses 26 to 30.
வேதாஹம் சமதீதானி வேதாஹம் சமதீதானி வர்த்தமானானி சார்ஜுன வர்த்தமானானி சார்ஜுன பவிஷ்யாதி ச பூதானி பவிஷ்யாதி ச பூதானி மாம் து வேதன கஷ்சன மாம் து வேதன கஷ்சன வேதாஹம் சமதீதானி வர்த்தமானானி சார்ஜுன பவிஷ்யாதி ச பூதானி மாம் து வேதன கஷ்சன இச்சா த்வேஷ சமுத்தேன இச்சா த்வேஷ சமுத்தேன த்வந்த்வ மோஹேன பாரத த்வந்த்வ மோஹேன பாரத சர்வ பூதானி சம்மோஹம் சர்வ பூதானி சம்மோஹம் சர்கே யாந்தி பரந்தப சர்கே யாந்தி பரந்தப இச்சா த்வேஷ சமுத்தேன த்வந்த்வ மோஹேன பாரத சர்வ பூதானி சம்மோஹம் சர்கே யாந்தி பரந்தப யேஷாம் த்வந்தகதம் பாபம் யேஷாம் த்வந்தகதம் பாபம் ஜனானாம் புண்ய கர்மணாம் ஜனானாம் புண்ய கர்மணாம் தே த்வந்த்வ மோஹ நிர்முக்தாஹ தே த்வந்த்வ மோஹ நிர்முக்தாஹ பஜந்தே மாம் த்ருடவ்ரதாஹ பஜந்தே மாம் த்ருடவ்ரதாஹ யேஷாம் த்வந்தகதம் பாபம் ஜனானாம் புண்ய கர்மணாம் தே த்வந்த்வ மோஹ நிர்முக்தாஹ பஜந்தே மாம் த்ருடவ்ரதாஹ ஜரா மரண மோக்ஷாய ஜரா மரண மோக்ஷாய மாமாஸ்ருத்ய யதந்தியே மாமாஸ்ருத்ய யதந்தியே தே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்விது க்ருஷ்ணம் தே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்விது க்ருஷ்ணம் அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம் அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம் ஜரா மரண மோக்ஷாய மாமாஸ்ருத்ய யதந்தியே தே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்விது க்ருஷ்ணம் அத்யாத்மம் கர்ம சாகிலம் சாதி பூதாதி தெய்வம் மா சாதி பூதாதி தெய்வம் மா சாதி யஜ்ஞம் ச ஏ விதுஹு சாதி யஜ்ஞம் ச ஏ விதுஹு பிரயாண காலேபி ச மா பிரயாண காலேபி ச மா தே விதுர்யுக்த சேதஸஹ தே விதுர்யுக்த சேதஸஹ சாதி பூதாதி தெய்வம் மா சாதி யஜ்ஞம் ச ஏ விதுஹு பிரயாண காலேபி ச மா தே விதுர்யுக்த சேதஸஹ.
Foolish think of me as having manifestation, but I am actually unmanifest. I am not knowing my supreme nature, immutable and unsurpassed. This is what he says in verse 24. And 25 he says, weighed by yoga maya, illusion born of delusion of the three gunas qualities, I am not manifest to all. This deluded world knows me not, the unborn, the imperishable. See, Atma Brahman is that which is unmanifest. All that is manifest to us means which can be captured by the senses, mind and intellect is finite, limited. Limited is not to be construed as Brahman. Brahman is beyond everything that can be conceived, perceived, conceived, felt, etc. So foolish people think of me as having manifestation. They try to capture the infinite with the finite equipments, the frame. He says the entire world is veiled by this illusion. The illusion born of one's own mind. The three temperaments, which is the temperaments of the mind, the sattva, rajas, and tamas, deludes us. So he says, veiled by the yoga maya, the three gunas, I am not manifest to all. Each one is living at their mind level. They are stuck in their perceptions. Nobody sees the truth. If you want to see the truth, you got to question your perception. You got to question your conception. You got to question all your conditions. That requires a lot of guts. Because you are now associated with a society which has a lot of conditioning. The moment you start questioning them, you are going to destroy everything that you have collected for yourself. And that requires a lot of guts. So he says, the entire world is deluded. This deluded world knows me not. It doesn't know the truth. All it knows is the part which the mind can contact, not the whole. Nobody knows the whole truth. Verse number 26.
Vedaham samatitani, Vedaham samatitani, Vartamanani chajuna, Vartamanani chajuna, Bhavishyani chabhutani, Bhavishyani chabhutani, Mantuvedana kashchana, Mantuvedana kashchana, Vedaham samatitani, Vartamanani chajuna, Bhavishyani chabhutani,
In this verse again he says, the Atma, the self with which Lord Krishna is identified is speaking here. It's not Mr. Krishna who is speaking. So he says, Arjuna, I know the beings of the past. I mean not Mr. Krishna. The Ishvara, the Lord, the Atma, Brahman, the whole, the pure consciousness, unconditioned consciousness, knows the beings of the past, beings of the present, beings of the future, but no one knows the unconditioned consciousness. Everybody is living in his own realm of conditioning. The entire beings in the world, each one is living in his own realm of conditioning. Somebody is conditioned by the body, somebody is conditioned by the mind, somebody is conditioned by the intellect, some conditioned by tamas, some conditioned by rajas, some conditioned by sattva. But everybody is living in his own world, meaning in his mind. Nobody is able to rise above the mind and sees the truth. And the one who has risen above, one who has gone beyond the mind, is speaking here as it were, and he says, I know them all. See, mind and time are connected. When your mind is happy, you feel time is passing fast. You understand? When your mind is disturbed, you find time is dragging, slow. Before marriage, after marriage. You don't understand it? It's like that. Before when you are working, you're flying. Afterwards it's not moving only. Dragging. It's to do with your mind. It's got nothing to do with the person. It's got nothing to do with the institution of marriage. It's to do with your mind. So he's saying here, we all are looking at the world through the prism. See, it's like looking at the world through your window. Are you with me? You are behind the window and you are looking through the window. Can we capture the entire world? So the window of our senses and the mind is the block. The block is not outside. The block is
inside.
Within. Which is the senses and the mind. The mind needs to get ready to dissolve itself. But that's not easy. Right? The mind wants to look at the truth, keeping itself alive. That is not possible. So he says, I know the beings of the past. The I, the truth which is unconditioned in you, the pure consciousness which pervades the entire conditioned consciousness, knows everything. The conditioned being doesn't know the past, present and future. We have a very limited perception. Right? So the mind looks at the past only. It can never know the truth, the whole. If you want to know the whole, you got to dismantle the mind. You got to rise above the mind. But all of us come to Gita and many things thinking that through my mind I can touch the truth. That's not possible. That is why this study is not stuffing your brain with more information and conditioning you with little more information. It is unlearning, not learning. Mind thrives on information. Are you with me? Mind thrives on information. Now here, the very information that the self-realized souls who talk about the truth provide would challenge the mind and it would dissolve the mind. It will plunge you into more silence if you really go deep. This very chapter is called as Jnana Vijnana Yoga. Right? It will take you beyond information and plunge you into silence. So when he says that I know the past, I know the present, I know the future, we already discussed this many times. An ant which is crawling from this corner towards that corner. For that ant, that corner of this room is future. But for you, that corner of the room is a present experience. Are you with me? You have little more awareness. Your dimension of awareness is broader, deeper. So what is future for somebody at a lower dimension is present for somebody at a higher dimension. So when you go to the defense, the core, consciousness, beyond mind, you go beyond time. That's what he's trying to say. See, we want to experience Brahman in time. It is not possible to experience Brahman in time. You have to go beyond time. If you have to go beyond time, you have to go beyond your mind. You find out if there is time separately existing other than your mind. Is it there? When you are in deep sleep, is your mind there? When you are in deep sleep, is your mind there?
No.
Is the time there as far as you are concerned? As far as you are concerned, who is in sleep? You have no concept of time also. So when the mind is not there, time is not there. Mind and time come together. Please understand that. Mind is thought running, right? Thought flow is mind. The flow of thought is mind. And the moment the flow starts, time starts. The moment you go beyond the flow, you capture the time in its entirety. That's what he's talking about. See, beings of the past are conditioned by the experience of the past. Experience is experienced by the mind. Beings of the present is conditioned by the experience of the present. Beings of the future will be conditioned by the experience of the future. But the unconditioned Atman, which is the same, which is beyond the mind, experiences everything in its entirety. So here he's talking about becoming unconditioned. Are you with me? This whole knowledge of spirituality is becoming unconditioned. I even explained to you with another example. In South Indian mandir, when you go, there are different, boundaries, right? First you cross one and go the inner boundary. You cross the inner boundary, then the innermost. And after that innermost, you will have the Garbhagraha. Sanctum Sanctorum. Right? You got to cross all the conditionings of the body, mind and intellect. For which you need to stop, pause and question every perception. Then, like Krishna declares here, you can also declare, I also know the beings of the past, present and future. But if the moment you start questioning, means what happens? You are slowly kind of reclusing yourself from the group. And to be able to recluse yourself from the group, you need to be courageous, to be independent. Otherwise you need the support. A sapling requires the support of a stick. What do you mean? When the same sapling grows, when the roots go deeper, when it becomes stronger, it doesn't require the support. Education, ultimate purpose of true education is to make you totally independent and self-sufficient and self-reliant. What do you mean? But today the kind of education that we are involved in is making us more and more dependent. Just stuffing ourselves with more information, making us more dependent. That way it is impossible to know the truth. So it is tremendous disconnection between us and the truth. Truth is always there, but we are disconnected. Each one is living in his own boundaries. It's very interesting, you know. See the politics that goes between two countries, any country, neighboring countries. Right? This society says they are detrimental people. That society says no, they are very good people. You understand? Now, if you are colored by this, you are going to be having that kind of a belief. If you are colored by that, you are going to be having that kind of a belief. If you write above both, you will be able to see the whole thing in it entirely. He is asking us to rise above, not compartmentalize. Mind always compartmentalizes, segregates, analyzes. Intellect. The intellect analysis should be used, otherwise you will compartmentalize and you will be stuck in the compartments. You got to rise above the compartments, pettiness. If you are talking about growing spiritually, you got to rise above the pettiness. Next verse. Ichcha dvesha samuttena, ichcha dvesha samuttena, dvadvamohena bharata, sarvabhutani sammoham, sargeyanti parantapa, ichcha dvesha samuttena, dvadvamohena bharata, sarvabhutani sammoham, sargeyanti parantapa. So please understand this concept that I am talking about now here with reference to these verses. That is, there is a dot, a spot on the lens of the projector, and the projector projects the light on the screen. You see the spot projected on the screen. You are going about wiping the screen to clean the screen off the spot. But where is the spot? The spot is on the lens of the projector. So what Krishna is talking about here? So if you want to know the truth, You want to write about Iccha Dvesha. How is the illusion born?
Iccha Dvesha Samuttena Dvandva
Mohena Bhava. This Dvandva Moha, Moha means what? Delusion. This Dvandva Moha, the delusion of the pairs of opposites, O Bharata, arising from desire and aversion. What is there, are you seeing? But the I inside, the me inside, has preference, the desire and aversion. I like this, I do not like this. I desire this, I desire not this. A farmer has sown the seed and when it rains, he is in ecstasy. But you have organized a wedding on the seashore for your daughter. Wedding, few clothes. You are praying, oh my God, rain is coming, what is going to happen? Are you with me? Is the rain good or rain bad? You are seeing from your mind, right? You are seeing from your mind, like or dislike. Farmer is seeing from his mind, like or dislike. Each one is contacting his world
with his or her mind, his or her ego, the I.
Iccha dveshasa muktena dvandva mohena bharata. All beings are subject to illusion at birth, O Bharata. And this society, the so-called society, conditions further, including the miniature society called the family. Like, from the childhood, you start encouraging. I don't like it. Okay, you don't have to eat. I like that. Okay, eat. You understand? In other words, you are kind. It's even more now, the so-called modern education, what it is doing is, my room, nobody should enter. The sticker is there. Child is hardly few years old, you know. You teach the child to emphasize the I and mine. Very, very innocently, without understanding the repercussions. Please understand this. How this whole thing destroys you. See, the idea of spirituality is unifying. Today's modern society is each one is living in his or her own apartment. Worst is mobile. Somebody sent me an email with some photographs attached. Not actual photographs, I think it was some pictures in which a group of people had gone to London, touring London, and they're sitting on that open bus, right? And traveling in the main streets of London, but everybody is caught in their own mobile phones. This is how you're touring. Even bathroom you take your mobile phone with. Right? In other words, everybody is conditioned. I, me, mine, my life, my life. So what is conditioning you? Remember, the spot is the, in the example that I gave in the beginning, the spot is your likes and dislikes, which comes from the root ignorance. Because of that ignorance, you have assumed I. There is no way. If you see the ocean, there is only ocean. But you focus on the wave, big wave, small wave, and you are saying, I know more, I have more, I live more than you, so I know more, I have accumulated more. You understand? So you have your own assumed individual ego, which actually is not there. In actual, it's not there. What is there is only ocean. And because of that ignorance, you have brought this ego. And from that ego, you have preferences. I like this, I don't like this. My culture is the best. Vis-a-vis your Understand? You will not, see, I am not saying you should go and resist the existing society's norms. But even to question them, you think is blasphemous. Isn't it? In a particular society, certain things are accepted. Even in your own society, as the society is evolving, what was accepted earlier as norms has now been done away with. New things have come up in that place. Isn't it? So this is what he is saying. Your likes and dislikes, where has it come from? The I. As long as the I is there, the world will continue to be there. The moment I is dissolved, there are no more waves. What remains is only ocean. This I, the small wave, is I, the medium wave, is I, the big wave. The likes and dislikes. So in fact, if you wish to progress in spiritual field, which means what? What does it mean? Progressing in spiritual, supposing you are not interested. Progressing in spiritual field means what?
Awareness.
Bringing peace.
Peace.
Right? Bringing peace. Bringing peace doesn't mean you have to shun the world. You have to shun the what? Mad perception which you are holding on to. Please understand this. Some people think to bring peace, if they shun the world, they'll get it. Where will you run? You will run within the world only somewhere. Even if you go to Himalaya, that's also part of the world. Supposing you are scared of, you had addiction for a cigarette and now you dropped it. But you are so scared, maybe you will take it again. So you want to go to Himalayas. When you are going up the hill, you see holding wills made for each other. Wherever you go, or maybe a Swami is sitting and having hookah. You understand? Wherever you go, you will have to face the world. So it's not shunning the world that will bring you peace. It is shunning your prism. Your prism is your likes and dislikes. Question all your likes and dislikes. Constantly feeding each other's likes and dislikes. And Swami says, the peak of everything is marriage. Where the partners tamper each other's likes and dislikes. And then you totally lose your peace. So the likes and dislikes stem from I, the I stems from the ignorance. So he says, O Bharata, O Arjuna, Bhagiratha, who reveals the light of consciousness. O Arjuna, by the delusion of the face of opposites, the world arising from the desire and aversion. When you go to a 3D movie, it will give you the glass, right? So you wear the glass, and supposing it's a horror movie, and the ghost is putting its hand, and with the glass when you watch it, it looks as if the hand is trying to grab you. You're so scared, right? You remove the glass. Will that movie have the same effect on you? So the movie, the world movie, the reality for you is having the kind of effect on you because of your own likes and dislikes, which has happened from the birth. Each one has a specific likes and dislikes. The momentum started from previous jhanmas. If you don't believe in previous jhanmas, from childhood. I like this, I don't like this. I like this, I don't like this. And then you continue. Now it's become such a solid prism That's what he said. All these are subject to illusion. But O Parantapa, O scorcher of foes, your foe is your own likes and dislikes, your own mind. Conquering your mind is the greatest conquest. That is what is jihad. Jihad is conquering your own mind. That is the most difficult thing. Conquering outside things are easy. You frighten people, okay. What are we trying to do in the world if you see? We're trying to buy peace by making another society with another kind of conditioning to come and accept our conditioning. And we think by that way, by going on increasing the lot of people who are conditioned the way we are conditioned, will become one. It's impossible. That's what we are doing. Isn't it? We try to conquer the country, annex the country, annex the society, everything. This is what we are doing. But you are going to not succeed that way. O Parantapa, O scorcher of foes, O Arjuna, you got to destroy this foe within. That's why he is using. How? By reveling in the light of consciousness, O Bharata, you have to deal with the likes and dislikes within. By knowing more and more and more books, nothing will happen to you. But if you start dealing with your likes and dislikes, you bring in your intellect and deal with it. Otherwise, you know, after a while, the likes and dislikes become so powerful that you will be uprooted completely. Everything has to happen according to your remembrance. You look at the whole thing from the total, there won't be any problem. I saw a Tamil movie, very interesting movie. See, there are two angles to it. Story. See, this is the job of the judge on a daily basis, right? Somebody is accused. Somebody is saying, no, I have not done it. But others say, no, he only did it. He is also going to present his view. The others are also going to present their views. The judge has to be totally impartial to be able to deliver the right verdict. Are you with me? This is the problem here. The like and dislike, good, bad, where is it coming from? Your own mind. You got to go beyond it and see. When you see it from the entirety, will the likes and dislikes delude? Will it have the same effect on you as it is having on you now? See, in Bhajan Govindam, very beautiful verse he said, Nari Tanabara Nabi Deham Trishtva Maha Moha Vesha Yetan Mamsavi Sarivi Karam Manasivi Chintaya Varamba. Beautiful verse in Bhajan Govindam. Adishankara says, you are getting deluded by looking at the contours of a woman, the bosom and the navel. Think about it, this is also nothing but the modification of flesh and bone. Same thing is saying here. In other words, you draw your attention on a part, it deludes you. You draw the attention on the total, it doesn't delude you. Try this in any situation. When you look at it in the context, it will not delude you. You zoom on it, it will delude you. Do you understand what he's saying here? This is the illusion. You see ornament. You focus on the exclusive design, you know, all that. What is that word you use? That
limited
edition. You understand? You focus on that. At the end of the day, it's nothing but good. You have enough at home. It's just that focusing on the part. You must learn to zoom out. Not zoom in. You understand? mind focuses on the parts and it gets attached. I. And the delusion goes on. Knowledge should make you look at from outside. See the part, no problem. Like I told you, rain. What is happening is raining. But you see through your eyes, your own mind crying because you organized the wedding. Villager, farmer in ecstasy when he sowed the seed. Are you with me? But what is happening is rain. This is what Lord Krishna wants you to see in this entire portion. If you want to gain wisdom, if you want to gain that peace, you got to change your angle of vision. You got to change your perception. From part perception, you got to come to the total, full. You must see the whole, not the part. Everything that is happening in this world is for the good of the whole world. Including the next sofa with it, yes.
He speaks about Ichha and
Dvesha.
Dvesha, like desire and aversion. So, but if you look at where the purpose is, it's like he likes and dislikes and aversion, hatred and love. So, Ichha and aversion.
Same thing. Ichha and aversion are one and the same. Hatred and desire, what you like now itself may become your object of hatred. What you hate now may become object of love. In that poem, Sorabhan Rustum, by Matthew Arnold. Rustum had a son called Sora, but he didn't know. I'm putting the story in a very nutshell, small. Rustum was a great warrior. He was told by his wife through somebody when he was in a battlefield that she delivered a baby girl. But she was so scared that he will bring up his own son as a warrior. She didn't want that. But Sorum had that in his blood. Sorum had that in his blood. So when he grew up, he also grew up like a soldier, warrior only. But Rustum had by then gone incognito. So Sorum wanted to find where Rustum is. So every time when he goes on a battle, duel, he asks, are you Rustum, are you Rustum? And once when the when Rustum was fighting against Sorab in disguise, Sorab asks, are you Rustum? Because his mission is to find his father. So are you Rustum? He says, what? You only fight with Rustum? You think you are such a great warrior and he strikes. And Sorab just escapes. And Rustum goes and falls on the ground. He gets annoyed, agitated. To cheer him up, to get up from the ground, he shouts his own name, come on Rustum! And Sorab just, because he found his father, just stands still and Rustum kills him. Without knowing that he is killing his own son. Okay? Rustum kills Sorab. Then you were talking so big as if you will only fight with Rustum and all. See what has happened, I have killed you. You don't need Rustum. Either you didn't kill me, that name Rustum killed me. You are saying you are not Rustum, but you shouted the name Rustum. Therefore I kept quiet because Rustum is my father. What? Rustum is your father? Rustum never had a son. So Rustum, how dare you talk about that? You are so scared now. I know because when Rustum comes to know that his son has been killed this way, he is going to avenge him. He is going to kill you. That's why you are scared. With such confidence that God speaks, Rustum, what are you talking? Then Saurabh shows his mark, which proves that he is the son of Rustum. Then when Rustum comes to know that he killed his own son, he also dies. What you hated turns into love. What you love so much, Papa, I'm in love with that boy. Katam, Supari. You immediately send one Supari. Immediately you send different Vishwaroop. Same moon daughter. What you call is love. Now hatred? What you call is hatred, not love? You think it is different, it's one and the same. From the very ocean, waves come, the differences come as it were. Differences at the other side of the infinity. If you look at it that way, then when these things happen, it will not affect you. Otherwise, you have taken side. Once you have taken side, you are up and down, up and down, lower hours. Same problem. See, throughout the world also, some countries were together in during a certain world war. And they were fighting against each other in another world war. What are you talking about? It is the only thing that is always same is Brahman. And from that all this comes and goes. But if you don't gain that knowledge, you will also be taking sides. This is what he is saying. So Iccha Dvesha. Iccha and Dvesha are two sides of the same coin. Iccha becomes Dvesha, Dvesha becomes Iccha, this goes on. But you will not believe now that once Iccha will become Dvesha. You will not now think Dvesha will become Iccha. Which you love so much. You hesitate to even touch. You see the same body is diseased. Dead body is so scared. It is caught by disease also seems to be. Love, not attachment. He did not relate with you because of the body. His relationship was stemming from a deeper level. Now, during freedom struggle in Tamil Nadu, many people throughout India were fighting for Indian freedom. In Tamil Nadu, so many people like Mahabali Bharatiyar and then Vavu Chidambarana and Subramanyam Siva, etc. were fighting. And once, you know, these people were caught by Britishers very often and imprisoned and all that. And Subramanyam Siva once is coming out of the prison. And Babu Chidambarana has gone to receive him. He is coming out, but he is not able to recognize that it is Subramanyam Siva. He is looking for his friend, but somebody else is coming. Because that much of disease and everything has happened to his body, staying in the prison so much. And he comes closer and says, are you looking for me? He says, I am looking for Siva. He says, I am Siva. He sees and he says, my God, what a... immediately answers. That is true love, you know. Otherwise you will be scared, my God. But now you are associating, you love so much, same body. Little thoda time ke baad, you have to see. You see the food, you leave it for a while, what happens? You run away from it. So if you understand how this whole thing, see this flow, this movement is this chart. So if you want to know the truth, you've got to go beyond this movement. You've got to deal with this movement of chart. The mind basically, the waves of the mind. These are the waves of the mind. So Bharata, this is the knowledge belonging to this culture. Bhasi Ratha, who revels in the light of consciousness. what is respected in this country is this unconditioned knowledge. Right? We never attributed to swelling of the intellect. We always appreciated the whole. Purna Madha, Purna Nidam. Purna is what is appreciated. Look at the whole thing from the angle of total, never from partial. And that is the mind. So that is how you get delivered. You understand the whole, when you see the whole thing, it's not delusion. Anything, money, name, fame, power, position, everything you look at it from the total, it cannot delusion. Partial delusion. Isn't it? So this is the difference between infatuation and love. Love sees the whole, infatuation sees the part. You get infatuated by seeing the part, and when you come to know the full, oh my God, I didn't know. You had a colored vision. The person was the same even then, but you were not seeing that side. It is not a great change. Oh, they've changed. You have always had good and bad as part and parcel of the total. But you were only seeing one side. That is your problem. Now don't blame them. You are blaming the other person. Isn't it? So that is what he says here. Yesham twantagatam papam. Yesham twantagatam papam. Jananam punya karmana. Jananam punya karmana. Tedvandva moha nirmuktaha. Tedvandva moha nirmuktaha. Bhajante mamridabrataha. Bhajante mamridabrataha. Yesham twantagatam papam. Jananam punya karmana. Te dvandva moha nirmuktaha. Bhajante mamridabrataha. But those men of virtuous deeds whose sins have come to an end. Virtuous deeds means who did not give in to likes and dislikes. Their agitation, their sins, their papam has come to an end. They freed from the delusion of faith of opposite. They are no more conditioning. They worship me with firm resolve. Worship me means what? Me is with capital M. Me means the self. We are all worshippers of the mind. We are identifying with the mind and conditioned by the mind. They worship the self, firm resolve. In other words, worship does not mean sitting in the prayer room and worshipping idols alone. Worship means identification. In and through the transactions with the body, mind and intellect with the world, through the body, mind and intellect with the world, they identify with their self, not with the ego. Therefore, they do not act on their likes and dislikes. By not acting upon, see, likes and dislikes being there is not a problem. Identifying with them is a problem. You may be in the mandir. A negative thought may come. That alone is not a problem. You identify with the negative thought, indulge mentally in the negative thought, that is what is going to create problem for you. Just because the light surface doesn't mean it's a problem. You should not move overpowered by the likes and dislikes. You should question and function independent of your likes and dislikes. See, education should make you question your own likes and dislikes and function independent of your likes and dislikes. That is important. So So he says, those men of virtual deeds, feeling functioning independent of their maxim, is like having created any samsara for themselves, no more sin. Body is hungry, they give food. The whole attention is not on food. See, remember this, I've said this many times. Stagnation is sin. Stagnation is sin. Your consciousness getting stuck to a portion is sin. When water stagnates, it putrefies. Anything stagnates, it putrefies. Food in your body stagnates, putrefies. You've got to digest it and circulate. There has to be proper circulation. Then there will be life. So when your attention, when your mind gets stuck in certain areas, you start putting up. So virtual deed means what? Not allowing the mind to get stuck. So mind could have moved in the so-called sensualities, but it never got stuck. So contacting is not the sin. Getting stuck is the sin. Believe me. So virtual deeds have freed themselves from sin. That's what it means. Even if you focus on one thing and get stuck there, and that one thing happened to be Bhagavad Gita, even there you will be reading samsara by yourself. That's going to agitate you. You've got to really move. I wandered lonely as a cloud, says William Wordsworth in that verse. You take your consciousness, deal with something and keep moving. Don't get stuck there. Then your life will have life. Otherwise, it will be putrefied. It's like you're watching a picture. You know, they have this digital photo frames nowadays. You seen that?
Yeah.
And they have stored some pictures. It will be going on changing. Like four seasons changing. This is nature. You are watching. Winter comes you from. Summer comes you from. In between, smile. From, smile. This is going on. You understand? But the photo frame is continuing. And if you understand that, you've seen one cycle, second cycle, now you know, okay, it's going to come. You see it in its entirety, you deal with it. No agitations, no mental agitations. Otherwise, you frown, you froth, you go through hell. This is the problem. It's like a digital photo frame. Everything is in a constant flux of change. That is world, right? World means constant flux of change. Your consciousness falls on something and the ignorance is projected the I, and I likes a particular thing. And you want that to stay.
How?
Going? Why going? Don't go. Alright? That's nature, it has to go. No, don't go, please. You understand? Be here all the time. Suffer. And consciousness falls. You see, appreciate, move. Swamiji talks about a particular English movie. I forgot the name. Old movie. There is a fellow who is in a party. And everybody comes and shakes hands, right? And introduces hands and that. One fellow comes and says, I'm running a big laundry. Immediately take off your shirt and give it to him. What will you do with that fellow who is running badly? You give the shirt.
You know, moment to moment, deal with it. Not get stuck.
It's got to be like a running brook. Not like a stagnant pond. That's the problem. Some of us may have attachment to what?
Attachment
to change itself. You want it to change. Mm-hmm. Means there are people telling me, you know, let's go for a retreat. So supposing I suggest the same place. No, some other place. Am I taking you on some tourist trip or you want to go for a tourist trip, you go alone. Why do you want to drag me also? So, you know, you want to, no, that I have seen. So, this is what he's saying here. The mind is nothing but consciousness conditioned. Break the mind, let the consciousness flow freely, no sin. Mahatmas, when they come to any city, they don't stay for more than 2 days. They come to lectures and leave. Okay. And they openly say in their lectures, they say, if I continue to stay for a few more days, instead of me changing it, you will change me. It's very interesting how it conditions. You stay in a place for a few days, few months, few years, you pick up the accent, start behaving the same way, right? You go and live in the Middle East for a while, after a while you will say, inshallah. Incidentally, it's a very good thing. Very nice word. So, you know, you get conditioned. You've got to be the free spirit. That's what he's saying. But those men of virtual things who seem to have come to an end, they freed from the delusion of pairs of opposites. See, the outside pairs of opposites delude you because of your inside likes and dislikes. When the inside is handled, outside can do nothing with you. But we are constantly trying to rectify the outside. Something is wrong with my friend, something is wrong with my husband, wife, sister, brother, father, mother, children. Everything is all right with me. You know, this is, that is where you are. First problem is your mind likes and how did you build like constantly sending your thought in that direction? Dhyayato vishayam pumsaha sangasteshupa jhayate. Remember that verse? 62 and 63 of chapter 2. Dhyayato vishayam pumsaha. When your attention falls on a particular object, without awareness, slowly sangha forms, attachment. And everybody who says, no, you cannot have it, you hate. Isn't it? The moment aversion comes, attachment comes. In fact, some of the attachment and aversion are inseparable. There can be no aversion without attachment. There can be no attachment without aversion. It's inseparable. Two sides of the same coin. That is why in some of the spiritual practices, they first make you go through the things that you hate. If you can accept that, then there won't be any dislike. There won't be any like. Preferential like. Everything is okay. See, in other words, you are not looking for putting forth a condition.
This must be there, that must be there. Anything comes, I accept.
You allow yourself to get drenched in rain. You are not saying it should not rain or it should rain. If it rains, you drench yourself in rain. If it is hot summer, you bathe in sun. Believe me, that is what Krishna is coming to. Accepting the experiences in its entirety. Not bringing forth your personal demands. That's where the problem comes.
जरा मरण मोक्षाय मामाश्रित्य यतन्तिये मामाश्रित्य यतन्तिये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुःकृत्स्नम् ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुःकृत्स्नम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम् जरा मरण मोक्षाय मामाश्रित्य यतन्तिये ते ब्रह्म तद्विदुःकृत्स्नम् अध्यात्मं कर्म चाखिलम्. Those who strive for liberation from old age and death, taking refuge in me. Everybody gets scared of old age and death. So if you want to liberate yourself from this metamorphic changes, old age and death simply means change, metamorphic changes. Liberate means if you want the changes not to affect you, you must take refuge in me, not in the part. You see, they realize the whole. Adhyatma, Brahman, Adhyatma and all karma. He's talking, including the next verse, he's going to give few words which he'll explain in the beginning of the next chapter. But basically he's trying to say everything is nothing but Brahman. It's from which angle you look. Right? Sun and sun's ray. Brahman is sun, sun's rays is Atma. There is no difference. But in a specific context he used the word Atma, in a specific context he used the word Brahman. If you see it in its entirety, even death will not affect you. Because death is what? Other side of birth. I told you, the picture is moving. So when you know this picture has come, that picture has gone to the
extreme.
Background.
When that picture comes, this goes to the background. So will death have any problem on you? Even this shall pass away. Finally, in the poem, even this shall pass away. First he talks about wealth. Then he talks about pleasure. Then he talks about enjoyment. Then he talks about pain. Then he talks about fame. Then he talks about death. And when he thought, what is death? He says, sunbeam fell on the rain, which showed even this shall pass away. Means what? Even death will pass. And what is the next will come? Morning dies. What happens? Afternoon comes. Afternoon dies, evening comes, evening dies,
night
comes, night dies, morning comes. In this constant change, day is maintained. So a wise man when morning dies knows it's gone nowhere. It's there in the loop. So will old age and death frighten you? Will any change, older than that, please, any change frighten you? The moment you are able to see the whole, then the change will not affect. You see the, you fail to see the whole, change will affect. This is the problem. Total vision that you have, nothing can give you stress. You have a partial vision, it gives you stress. I told you already that example before. Stephen Covey gives this example. I think it's his own personal experience. He was traveling in a train and it was peaceful. Suddenly somebody gets in with his children, two children, boys.
and they make so much noise in the compartment. So yeah, are they your children? Where did you control them? We are thinking how to control them because they're just coming from my wife's studies, their mother's children. Immediately they say, it's okay, let them be. Because now you saw whole picture. See, when you have the whole picture, doesn't stay. You see the part it has. This is the problem. Mind tries on focusing on the parts. So you got to prepare yourself to destroy the ego, the mind. To rise to the whole. To rise to the whole. How will you rise to the whole? The individuality will have to die and unite with the whole. As long as you have the individual ego, this is not going to happen. You will not see the entirety. You will go through stress and strain. You will suffer. The moment you understand this and you attain the Charanagati that he talks about in the next verse. Sadi Bhutadi Daivam Maam Sadi Bhutadi Daivam Maam Sadi Yajnam Chaye Viduhu Sadi Yajnam Chaye Viduhu Prayanakale Pichama Prayanakale Pichama Te Vidur Yukta Chetasaha Te Vidur Yukta Chetasaha Sadi Bhutadi Daivam Maam Sadi Yajnam Chaye Viduhu Prayanakale Pichama Te Vidur Yukta Chetasaha. Those who know me with Adi Bhuta, Adi Deva, Adi Yajna, even at the time of death, they steadfast in mind know me. The same Brahman coming in different forms. It's like that monarch thing. Same fellow puts on so many roles. He puts on the role of a villain also, he puts on the role of a hero, the same ocean. Right? From which the fishermen get their livelihood, swallowed them as tsunami. You got to see it fully. But we only want to see what we like. Let us take Charanagati in the whole. The whole means it's like totally letting go. Accepting everything that happens to you. When you accept everything that happens to you, then you will suddenly see the peace that you have been craving. Because you have removed the prism. As long as you see the world from the prism of your mind, ego, thoughts. Your thoughts are your prism. So it's not changing the picture of the thoughts. It is breaking the very thought shackle. We think, oh, these are good thoughts. You have to go beyond thoughts, not just develop good thoughts. Instead of getting colored by negative thoughts, now you are colored by so-called positive thoughts. But both are present. Whether you are chained by gold chain or by iron chain, you are chained. Your movement is arrested. You are locked up. So that's what he is saying. So we are thinking spirituality means I build net pure thoughts. Pure thoughts are needed. We say this, pure thoughts in that it's conducive for you to go beyond thoughts. That's it. But that alone, if you get stuck, then that starts conditioning you further. See how the whole universe is designed is fascinating. If you are travelling in the jungle and suddenly you see a snake grabbing a frog, whose side will you take?
Sorry.
You want to deny the thing? It's good. Do you understand? It's amazing. In the universe, how the whole design is amazing. So many herbivorous animals, few carnivores. The carnivorous animals thrive on herbivorous animals. And compared to herbivores, plant kingdom is more in quantity to cater to the more herbivores. How this whole thing is designed? Have you ever stopped and paused and observed this? A tiger has to kill and eat. So it's provided the necessary tools, equipments by the nature. And will you say the tiger is, like you said, I'll take the tiger from what I'm listening? Government of India, apart from any government, they have a department called Fisheries Department. In that department, they provide net to the fishermen, boat and all that. The same people, say 3 months or so, the fishermen should not go to the ocean to fish, because that is the time they fish breeding. And they will do everything to allow the fish to breed. Both the department has to be. That's how it can be maintained. See, when we say five, in your mind you think it's plus five, no? But the whole number five is what? Plus or minus?
Five.
When you say infinity, it is both plus and minus. You understand the whole numbers, right? The whole number is what? From 0, plus 1, plus 2, goes this side increasing, this side, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3, it's like that. That's infinite, right? So the moment I say 5, in your mind you'll only think plus 5. But in the whole number it's plus or minus 5. So he's asking you to see the whole Brahman. They who surrender, the moment the I is dissolved, they find themselves in the whole Brahman. So to know the Brahman, if you go on adding 1 to 1 to 1 to 1, you will not reach Brahman. Instead you dissolve that 1, instantly you reach Brahman. That's what Krishna is trying to say here. So this education, spiritual education, is not stuffing yourself with more information. It is dissolving the ego. It is stripping you totally of all your conditions. And then you take away the eye, suddenly you see the Brahman. So it is letting go. When you try to save the I, you die. But when you try to destroy the I, you are saved. A very peculiar law of life. You try to save yourself by adding more and more to you. Sannyasis know this. So they say, keep everything and they leave. What do you mean? It's very interesting. Think about this. The more you try to save the I, you perish. The closer you get to your own death, the sooner you get to your own death. The more and more you dissolve, the I gets saved. He that loseth his self for my sake shall find it. Jesus Christ. So the world is encouraging you to accumulate more. Spirituality is a totally different direction. And from society's angle it looks like stupidity. But when you understand this, it's not very difficult. If you don't understand it, then it is difficult. You think by adding more and more, whether it is wealth or people or knowledge, you will get to Brahman. Peace. No way. It is dissolving the I. The moment I dissolve the I, instantly I experience the peace. So what stands in between me and the truth is my little I. That needs to be destroyed. Swamiji says, if you pick up any book, you read the preface, if there is even one eye, throw the book in this. It's not worth reading. I don't know if I should have written this book, whether I'm eligible to write. But they all requested, therefore I wrote, I might as well do something. It's not worth writing. And why write only? Right? Just let go. Try to save your eye. You will perish. But all our education system, everything is in trying to preserve the eye. And from childhood we start. My room. My bag. My. Right? The problem starts. Om Tatsat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Jnana Vijnana Yoga Nama Saptamo Dhyayah. Om Tatsat, that is real, that truth. The whole is real. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the gist of the Upanishad is the Gita, the summary. The signs of eternal, the scripture of yoga, unification with the self, the dialogue between Sri Krishna the Guru and disciple the Arjuna ends the seventh chapter entitled The Yoga of Knowledge and Wisdom. Studying has not ended, only reading has ended. When will your study end? When your ego ends? Are you with me? Till you keep on emphasizing upon I, you have to continue your study. Let's start verse number 1. Emphasize this point that we just begun the chapter and not concluded. Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Sattamana Pata, Maya Sattamana Pata, Yogam Yunjan Madashayah, Yogam Yunjan Madashayah, Asamshayam Samagrahma, Asamshayam Samagrahma, Yatajnyasyasi Tachrunu, Yatajnyasyasi Tachrunu, Shri Bhagavan Vacha, Maya Sattamana Pata, Yogam Yunjan Madashayah, Asamshayam Samagrahma, Yatajnyasyasi Tachrunu. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om.
वाचा कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा
मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा
बुद्ध्यात्मना वा
बुद्ध्यात्मना
वा रक्ते स्वभावात्
रक्ते स्वभावात्
करोमि यद्य
सकलं परस्मै
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि
नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।